Good evening. My name is Lisette, and I'm your host. Tonight, we continue on Levels of Prayers, Keys to Ascending Higher by Apostle Stephen A. Garner. We are still on Chapter 2. I wanted to get through the West Wind. Get a notepad, and let's get to know what the West Wind is. Beforehand, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray for all your listeners, Father God. I ask, Lord Jesus, you take us all deeper and higher in the things of God, and you reveal yourself to us in a greater level, on greater dimensions and realms, Father God, that you would, Father God, open the floodgates of heaven, and Father God, we would hear from you, and Father, we would ascend to greater heights in knowing the power that we have. Because you live in us, Father, because of you, Father God. We love you, we worship you, we praise you, we glorify your name, Father. We thank you for answering prayers. We thank you for teaching us your word. We thank you for teaching us your scripture, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that this word would go forth. And I ask, Father God, you saturate the airs and the anointing of the Holy Spirit fall on your people, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. I give you all glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. The West Wind, Exodus 10, 16, 19, King James Version. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron in haste, and he said, I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Now therefore forgive, I pray thee, my sin only this once, and entreat the Lord your God, and he may take away from me this death only. And he went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord, and the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind, which took away the locusts and cast them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the coast of Egypt. Now listen to this. The west wind is a wind of mercy and addresses sanctions imposed to minimize our influence and territorial presence. There are times in the developmental stage of ministry where resistance of epic proportions will manifest to prohibit needed transactions, connections, and growth. It's during these times we can summon the west wind and see that the mercy of God prevail. Pharaoh, an adversary of God's people, was under heavy sanctions imposed by God. He cried for forgiveness and requested that Moses entreat God on his behalf to take away his death. And the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind, which took away the locusts. May your entreating of the Lord lead to the blowing of a strong west wind upon every area of your life where the locusts of household wickedness, poverty, lack, sickness, despair, and the likeness thereof, having invaded in the name of Jesus. How many want to get rid of all of these things? From wickedness in their households, poverty, lack, sickness, despair. You know, poverty goes on from generation to generation, and it's nothing that no one should be living with. I don't care if we're in a pandemic. I don't care if there was, you know, we're in a famine. God's people need to prosper. And we can pray the west wind against these things. The west wind is also a wind of restoration. There are powers that have literally decriminated the spirits of people and even their lands on a larger scale. The global church, in her quest to give Jesus his inheritance, should be acquainted with the movement of the west wind. And here I want to add to this, the west wind brings deliverance as well. If you go to Psalms 18:50, and it says God giveth he to his king and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David and his seed forevermore. So God will not only have mercy on you, but it'll bring deliverance. Apostle puts these scriptures here. Psalms 85:7. The appearance of God's mercy grants salvation. You can pray the west wind of salvation. This is Psalms 59:10. Mercy prevents, which means to deliver. Oh, wow. I was just saying this. Psalms 59:10. Mercy prevents, which means to deliver. And Psalms 51:1. Mercy addresses blotted out transgressions. So jot these notes down, pray against the west wind for God to move in his mercy in your home and in your situations, in your jobs and in your lack, whatever it may be. In the name of Jesus, may God bless you and thank you so much for listening. Till the next, bye-bye.